This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Good afternoon, happy Friday, and welcome in Grant and Danny on the Fan, July, 23 days old in 2021. First time, long time, back at full strength, in person, live in our DC studios. Danny's vacation is over. What's up?
What do you say, buddy? 6:05 departure this morning from the Outer Banks in North Cackalack. I got to my front door a little past 11 with a pit stop in there. There was so much talk about Chick-fil-A that I stopped the I shoehorned a Chick-fil-A stop this morning.
What did we get?
I got the number one, which is the chicken biscuit, the correct thing to get there with the side item of hash browns and the coffee. I also ordered, not the meal, but just the individual four-pack of chicken minis, just to supplement the meal, because a regular meal is not enough for a portly fellow like myself. But it was perfect. It was awesome. Trip was great, man, but it's good to be back making eye contact with my pal.
Monday, we will play How Much Weight Did Danny Gain on Vacation?
It's not a trick question.
Would have been great today, but we have way too much going on. I mean, there is just a ton in sports. This is normally our dead period in late July, and there have been plenty of days leading up to this where there wasn't a lot. But there's a lot of news, there's a lot of great topics and stories to cover. So we will, on Monday, play How Much Weight Did Danny Gain While on Vacation? On Tuesday next week, by the way, Ron Rivera's on the show.
How about it?
He will be ramping up for the start of training camp, middle of the week. But before that, on Tuesday in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to have a lengthy Q&A on all things off-season 2021 plans with Ron Rivera. So make sure you're listening at 5 o'clock on Tuesday to Grant and Danny. Hear from the coach of the team. All right, today, lay of the land. Here we go. 3 o'clock, Albert Breer, MMQB. We're going to ask him about the NFL telling players that if they're not vaccinated, they can lose game checks if they get COVID, if games are canceled, which they're saying they will be this year rather than moved. We'll talk to Mike Florio about that at 4:25 as well. And Ken Carman is on the show at 6 o'clock today. He's a longtime friend of ours. He does radio in Cleveland on our sister station, 92.3. Why are we going to talk to Ken Carman, you ask? Well, because the Cleveland Indians have changed their name. Several months, like over half of a year after the Washington football team said it was going to change its name, the Indians said, actually, we're going to do that too.
We'll beat you to it.
Today, randomly, in the middle of their season on a Friday, they released a video on their social channels, voiced by Tom Hanks, with the Black Keys music performed underneath, like a Cleveland feel to it, where they, by the way, how was it not Drew Carey? They love putting Drew Carey on everything in Cleveland.
He is Cleveland.
Tom Hanks is a way bigger deal and was the right choice.
Is he from Cleveland?
I don't know.
I have no file there.
I can't imagine, but maybe he is. It would make more sense that way, unless they just wanted to blow out their budget and say, well, people may not like our name, but at least let's have Tom Hanks announce the name.
Let's have Drew Carey's flat top do this. It feels very Cleveland.
The Indians became the Guardians.
The Guardians.
But it took them so much less time than it took the Washington football team.
Yep, you just pick something.
So we'll ask Ken Carman in Cleveland about the reaction today to their new name, because we're going to be going through this several months from now, and we want to get a little preview of what it's going to be like. We're going to start with this topic in just a moment. There is breaking NFL news, and I'll tell you that we're going to get to this hour. So we talked a lot about yesterday where the league comes down hard on the players and says you better get vaccinated. Rick Dennison, according to a report from Courtney Cronin, who covers the Vikings, is out as their offensive line coach and run game coordinator. Now, their O-line has not been particularly good, but as a run unit and as a rushing team with Dalvin Cook at the controls, they are as good as there has been in the league the last couple years. He has been replaced, and he is leaving the organization. They're promoting someone within based on, according to the report, the fact that he won't get a vaccine. So I don't know that you can say he's fired. The terminology they're using is that he's out. Maybe they parted ways amicably.
He's no longer in that position. Whether he walked out, slammed the door, whether they said it's mutual, whether he got fired, I don't know. But it's over this specific thing. He refused to get the vaccine, so they refused his services. There you go.
And it's not just that the Vikings decided they're going to do this, but the league has told coaches, you can't coach and practice from this proximity. You can't be around the players in the huddle. You can't call plays from the field. You can't be on the sideline during games. All kinds of things that make it almost impossible for you to do your job. And so he's no longer going to be the run game coordinator for the Vikings. And I'm curious if there are players that don't want to get vaccinated in Minnesota, what happens now? Do they react? Do they come out publicly and say something on his behalf? Do players try to gather in arms? Now, we could talk about that, but we're not going to start the show with it. Frankly, we did so much chatter on that yesterday that I'd like to let it breathe a little bit, and we can get into that. It is news of the day. We will cover it. That is our job. We'll do that in a few. But Danny, the Indians becoming the Guardians. What do you think of the name Guardians? And what do you think of the, it's not even a logo, I wouldn't say, but the script that looks just like Indians? It looks the same. It even sounds the same. Indians, Guardians. What do you think?
It's a generic, boring name that they invented some kind of association. They're like, yeah, there's these Guardians on a bridge in Cleveland somewhere that's to watch over traffic or something. It's just a regular dumb name. It's a safe, boring, dumb name that has very little to do with anything. I think of Kevin Costner's weird haircut with Whitney Houston. I think of, you know, it sounds like an expansion team. Like, please welcome an unoffensive name in Charlotte for the new baseball team. It's a nothing burger. But that's not the point. The point is, it's just a name. No one's going to like it. If they get back to an ALCS, if they get to a World Series and lose to the Marlins because Edgar Renteria hits a single up the middle, no one will care. The name is the name. People get mad at it. They'll be irritated for 10 minutes. 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, it'll just be common parlance. Again, I root for a team called the Wizards. That's a dumb name. They've never won in my whole life. I'm used to it now. This is what you do. You just pick something. It's very generic. It's very boring. It's fine. It's generally unoffensive to me.
I think of Rocket and Drax and Groot and Gamora.
That's a better association.
When I hear Guardians, I got to be honest with you. And I thought I would make you proud by telling you that that's what I think of. It
makes me feel good.
Thank you. Is it Peter Quill?
Peter Quill.
Thank you.
Look at you.
I was thinking first Peter North, but I went with Peter Quill.
Very different things.
Right.
Very different.
I'm pretty sure it's actually Peter Quill.
Yep.
I like Guardians, to be completely honest with you. I think it's a good name. If I was a fan, I would feel good about it. What I love about the name change from Indians to Guardians
is that it's done.
Is that it's over.
It's over.
That you never have to think about it again, yes, if you're a fan. You don't have to guess. You don't have to be told that they're doing 1,000 panels with people you don't care about, other fans and former players. The other thing that I like about it, by the way, the script looks just like the word Indians, as I said, and it does even sound in terms of syllables, cadence.
Guardians, Indians. Yeah, there's something there.
It's comparable.
Yeah.
So it is, while a name change, in terms of speaking about the team, writing about the team, seeing the team's logo when you walk into a store, it doesn't look extremely different. They basically took what they had and they just changed the letters. It's a word. As you said, they tried to associate it somehow with Cleveland. But I don't even necessarily want to get into if people like it or they don't like it. I want to localize this to D.C. with you, Danny, and try to figure out what this means for us.
Mm-hmm.
My first takeaway was, what are we doing? Why is this taking so long?
Yeah.
Now, I am first team all. I've been defensive. When people have said it's taking too long, I've always said, well, this is a long process. You know, let's let them do it right. Let's do this the right way. You see, we only get one chance at this, you hear? It took the Indians 4 minutes, or the Guardians. But I guess they're still the Indians until the end of the season. So yeah, we can call them that.
So they
become the Guardians at the start of next year.
What the WFT has announced is, we'll tell you what it's going to be next year, but we're not going to play under that next year. We're WFT for like for three seasons, basically, and then eventually we'll get around the changing. I remember the timeline is.
Have they said that?
I can't remember what it is. The point is, it's too long.
You're doing a bit.
It's too long. This is what you do. You talk to some people, you take a survey, you hire a consultant, you get a graphic design person for $100 an hour off of some Gigmaster website, and you get the damn thing done. Get it done. Get it done. Get it done. Too long. Too long. Everything about this sucks. This is what it's supposed to be. Just do this. Just do this. It's so easy. It's so easy. You bloviating, suit-wearing jackasses. It's not that hard. Have one session where you talk to nine people. I think it makes you feel happy. Do a word association. Guardians, I feel warm. I feel hot. I feel like I want some tea. That's the team name. You pick it. Half the people don't like it. Twitter thinks it sucks. You just move on. You just hurry the hell up and stop this weird nomenclature, back-asswards thing where I have to say that Montez Sweat is a football. It sucks! Fix it immediately! Stop telling me how long you're going to take and all the due diligence, Jason Wright, you genius who's so handsome with 2% body fat. Just take charge. Start smacking people in that office place. Just end this! End it, I beg you. End it!
You're going to die.
End it!
Your face
end it!
Is... more red than anything I've ever seen before.
I'm so upset about this.
So today was the first day I've gotten annoyed. I'm going to be honest with you. The whole time I've thought, and that's not to say that I'm not frustrated at times with this process when I have to deal with more jokes about put a red skin potato on the helmet. I just came up with this 3 minutes ago. I've been hearing that since I was 11.
2009, I heard that one.
I remember the first time I heard that joke, I fell off my dinosaur, to quote Step Brothers, okay? I'm over that joke. There's so many bad suggestions and bad names, and none of it matters.
None of it matters.
Because what I learned today is twofold. Number one, this does not take as long as you're telling me this takes. It just doesn't. And I've been saying this for a while, and I think you agree. I don't know, mm-hmm. but you tell me. If you're going to say something funny to somebody, you're going to try to make a joke. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of that quick burst, you know, that short little jab that you get in there.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can do if you're going to kill the room with a great joke is go, guys, I've got the funniest joke in the world.
Oh, you wind it up and you wind it up and you wind it up and it goes half a foot.
Wait till you hear this joke. Hang on 1 second. Let me get a sip of my water. Oh, when I tell you this joke, oh my God, boys, you're going to love this. Wait till you hear the punchline. Punchline's coming. It's impossible to deliver. They continually just keep pushing the ball, pushing the ball, pushing the ball down the field. It's going to get harder and harder for people to like it. Now, I don't care if people like it, but you're setting yourself up for more failure. Cleveland didn't waste any time. Like 5 weeks ago, I saw a story on June 3rd or 4th or something like that.
Uh-huh.
There was a local news story. So they stopped, you know, like doing the weird local news stuff that they know, the six stories they recycle on local news,
right, yeah.
Long enough to do this story on the Cleveland name change. And what they said was they have 1,200 names they're choosing between. That was in June. That was a lie. Just like when we hear right now, we're picking between 1,200 names. They got a pretty good feel, I bet, of what the name is. They might even know the name. They might even have the logo already. It's a big secret, perhaps. But they didn't have 1,200 names on June 3rd. They probably knew already they were the Guardians, I would bet. Tom Hanks was in a booth somewhere. He'd already signed a contract saying he wouldn't tell anyone. Voicing that thing.
Yeah, he had his NDA. He's doing his Woody from Toy Story, and he's telling you the new name is the Guardians.
It shouldn't be taking this long. And I have been very adamant in defending the length of time this is taking. Because my point is just get it right. I don't care how long it takes. But the first season, I was all on board. The second season now is the Washington football team is annoying. And I keep saying I won't be mad no matter what. It's my team. I'm going to love my team, and I will love my team. But I'm going to stop saying I won't be mad no matter what. If at the end of all of this, the Indians in 6 minutes came up with the Guardians, if at the end of all of this, it's Washington football team
club.
Or Washington football club, I will want my time and my energy and my money back so badly, I'm going to be livid.
So that is Grant. That was the reasonable opinion. Here's Danny now. This is Danny talking. I am mad. It's taken too long already. The idea that, well, we want to get it right. You can get it right in less than 3 years. I understand. I gave leeway. I gave benefit of the doubt because here's what happened. They weren't prepared for this. That's not Jason Wright's fault, by the way. That was his predecessor, you know, the people before. Dan Snyder got caught with his pantaloons down on this case. He had a bunch of people that strong-armed him, the minority ownership. A bunch of sponsors were like, yeah, we're not with you anymore. You got to change it. They didn't have a plan in place. This was a reactive, bad organization from top to bottom. shocker, I know, to some of you longtime Washington football team fans. You might be stunned to hear that they weren't proactive in something, that they weren't on top of a situation. Might, again, just take you back a moment. So they weren't ready. So they had to have a placeholder. I totally understood the need for a placeholder. They did the placeholder, Washington football team. Good enough placeholder. Okay, now we've got our placeholder. First of all, stop telling people that we might just keep that. That's dumb and annoying and ridiculous. If after all this time you just keep the placeholder, what'd you do? Who'd you talk to? Why'd you talk to them? Talk to different people. Talk to me. Call me. I'm available. I'll give out my phone number. Actually, I shouldn't do that. I will answer the phone if you call, and I'll tell you don't keep the placeholder. Come up with a name and hurry up and do it. This is what it's supposed to be like. You figure out you're going to do it.
Pick the name.
You listen to people. You have your focus groups. You pay exorbitant consultant fees. And you do all this stuff.
Focus groups, by the way. You just don't.
I'm joking when I say that, but that's what they did. They talked to 40,000 people. That's probably too many. 4,000 fans volunteer for this. You've talked to plenty of people. You have plenty of information. Pick something. City object. City concept. City something that's a plural. I don't give a damn what it is. Just hurry up. Thank you.
And by the way, so you post it, right? Yeah. The word comes out today. Everyone on Twitter hated it. First of all, forget Twitter. Twitter's not real life. I think something like, CK sent me the numbers recently and now I forgot them, but it's something like 9% of adults have Twitter and use it regularly. Mm-hmm. Twitter means nothing.
Right.
Everyone on Twitter hates everyone and is mean. It's not a real place. The people that hate you and threaten you and say awful things about you on Twitter, you meet them in person and they're nice. I can promise you this. I could name people right now who are awful to me on Twitter, and I meet them in real life, and all they are is pleasant, and they're like, oh, hey, how you doing? And I remember the terrible things you say, and then they go, can you unblock me? And I say, absolutely not. You still suck. Twitter doesn't matter. People are going to kill the name all day.
Of course they are.
They're going to kill the name for weeks.
Of course they will.
And that doesn't matter either.
No, it doesn't.
You move on. Because in 5 years, in 6 years, in 10 years...
In 2 weeks.
When there's a 15-year-old Guardians fan who bought his first jersey in 2021... None of this will matter because the Indians will feel like it was 30 years ago. Pick a name. Somehow they were able to do it in the amount of time it takes me to play 2 games in my franchise mode on Madden. They figured it out. I happen to like it.
They had a meeting that said, hey, we got to do this. And so they did it.
Most people hate it. People are going to hate everything. That doesn't matter. It shouldn't make you worry. By the way, if they're trying to appease everybody, if they're going to try to have a name that isn't crushed, you're doing it wrong. That's the worst thing they could be thinking, in my opinion, right now, is let's make sure we come up with a name that everybody likes. It's impossible. Don't try to please everyone. You'll please nobody. The Indians or the Guardians? We found that out today. Major League Baseball's American League Central team, after Washington football team said they were changing their name, months later said they would do the same, and they came out with their name today. They're in the middle of a season. It's not even their offseason yet. They just decided to do it now. What do you think of the timing? What's your takeaway locally? 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
And now it's time to unite as one family, one community, to build the next era for this team and this city, to keep watch and guard what makes this game the greatest, to come together and welcome all who want to join us. We are loyal and proud and resilient. We protect what we've earned and always defend it. Together we stand with all who understand what it means to be born and built from the land. Because this is the city we love.
and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
There's a snake in my boot. You're my favorite deputy. This town ain't big enough for the two of us. Reach for the sky. Good to hear Woody getting some work.
It's from Concord, California. They just picked Tom Hanks, man. They used the whole marketing budget on Tom Hanks.
I get it. You need a star. Cushion the blow a little bit.
I suppose.
Do we think Ryan knows where all those lines came from that you just said?
Or is he too young?
He might be too young.
We found out today that Ryan, the only thing he knows about the Beatles, he can't name a Beatles song, is that they once had an album cover that and this is his quote, they walked across the street, which was dumb. I didn't get it and makes no sense.
Like, what's the point of that? He said.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, name a Beatles song. And he thought for a while, like he was pondering, Christian pondering in his head.
And he came up with one.
He came up with one. The famous song. He goes, oh, I think it's from Cars. Life is a Highway. Life is a Highway.
And look, I'm
that
not
famous
one.
Beatles song.
I'm not one to laugh at people for their lack of musical knowledge. But even I got a kick out of that.
Hey, Paul, I wrote a song. It's called Life's a Highway. Let's record it on our album.
Do you know when I say there's a snake in my boots, what I'm referring to?
No.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Settles that.
So what happened, Ryan, was Tom Hanks voiced the brand new Cleveland Guardians video today.
Yes.
Tom Hanks played Woody in Toy Story, and I said all of Woody's famous lines from Toy Story.
I do know Toy Story, but I just didn't know that.
Not that well. That's a pretty popular line from Toy Story, my guy.
I mean, I didn't even know that Tom Hanks was Woody in it, to be honest.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Everything's going great. Now back to your regularly scheduled program. 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny. If you want to take part in our little conversation here, we're localizing the Indians changing their name because we don't actually get to talk about the football team changing their name because they never do it. They just keep saying they're going to at some point, and it's going to end up being a 2+ year process-ish. Whereas the Indians, months after Washington said they were doing it, said they were going to as well, and they became the Guardians. I do want to let people know, by the way, 3 o'clock, Albert Breer. Mm. That's in 30 minutes from right now. A lot of NFL news, including an assistant who's very popular in his building, who's had a lot of success with what he controls on offense for the Vikings, out of the organization over his refusal to get a vaccine. So we'll ask Albert Breer about that coming up at 3. And next segment at 2:45, we're going to play curmudgeon or correct.
I love this game.
Something has made me furious. We've done this in the past where we decided if I was old or being reasonable, but we're going to call it curmudgeon or correct. Last night something happened. I was so angry, and I was texting neighbors and things, and I'm like, am I 100 years old or am I just completely spot on here? So you'll be the judge, Danny.
Hey, very well,
if I'm a curmudgeon or if I'm correct. But your takeaways from the Guardians in Cleveland in the American League Central. Number one for me, I haven't completely changed my tune, but it makes me think, I was wrong in saying this is a really, really hard process that takes forever, and it's very difficult to do this, so it's reasonable that it should take over 2 seasons. No, it's not.
It's not reasonable.
It's taking way too long.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first takeaway. My second takeaway is, as expected, everyone on Twitter hates it. Everyone on social media is panning it. Most of the people I've talked to in my life today are joning on it. The sun will come up tomorrow, and on opening day next year, Shane Bieber will strike out 11 for the Guardians. And guess what? They're going to look better that day than they have in a while because Shane Bieber's shoving. So pick a name. It doesn't matter if people like it. That's my takeaway.
Those are the takeaways. It shouldn't be taking this long. And I understand you got caught with your pants down. There is absolutely some leeway that should be provided. They went from, we don't need to change the name ever, to we have to change the name right now. They came up with a placeholder. You and I and everybody that was reasonable was like, absolutely. You don't have the website bought. You don't have the gear printed. You don't have anything. You don't have business card. You got nothing. Take your time. The time has been taken. We shouldn't be doing another year of treading water with a placeholder. It should be established. You should be playing football very soon with a new name, but they're not, and that's really annoying.
We got jam-packed phones, so get your point across, but if you can, be concise. Let's go to Mason in Tennessee. Hey, Mason, how are you?
Hello, Grant and Danny. I just wanted to say about the Cleveland Indians changing their name. Is I don't get how it took the Indians to change their name into Guardians in like 6 minutes, and how Washington has to take what feels like forever.
Yeah, buddy. Two seasons.
Right. By the way, Mason, I'm a big fan of yours, number one. And number two, what do you want the new name to be? Do you care?
If you can come up with a new name, I'm fine with it.
Sign that,
ladies
guy
and gentlemen,
up,
Mason.
Mason gets it.
Mason.
If he, I mean, that's so perfect.
Out of the mouth of babes. Tell me.
So perfect.
Don't you see?
He goes, how come these guys have a name and I don't? Hey, what do you want the name to be? If they can come up with one, I'll accept it.
Of course.
Just come up with one so poor Mason in Tennessee listening on the Odyssey app can refer to his team as something.
So the game will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock? Great. Are they from D.C.? Yes, let's go.
KC, D.C., what's up?
Yeah, Mason's right on point, man. I have an 8-year-old son, and the only thing he's not down with is Washington football team. He's like, just anything but that. So if they're trying to get new fans, they've been bleeding fans for years, but they're trying to get new ones, that means kids, Washington football team isn't the move.
So if they were going to do the let's stick with Washington football team thing, they, in my opinion, had to have done that part of the way through last year, and I still wouldn't have liked it at all. But by waiting until the end of this season and then readdressing the situation and saying the name's coming at the end of season two, you can't continually say eventually there's going to be a name and then just stick with what you had all along. The longer they stay Washington football team, to me, the more that's going to fall flat and the more annoyed people are going to be.
Yes, you could have done that instantaneously. And here's how it would feel, that you're trying to bleed us of some sort of marketing thing or something. It would feel phony. It would feel cheap. Like, you listened to tens of thousands of people. You did all this research. You paid consultants. You had PR people. You had all these different meetings and things that it took you this long just to settle on the placeholder. I think that'd be embarrassing.
Here's how it would feel to me. I live next to, I don't, but hypothetically, I live next to a Chili's, okay? I want to go out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You and I go for a drive. We're going to go to a nice restaurant, a little date night for two show hosts here, a couple of marriage spouses.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage spouses?
Marriage spouses.
It's not the word I'm looking for. Work spouses.
Here we go.
But we're also marriage spouses.
We also have marriage spouses.
We're married and we're spouses.
We're espoused.
We drive 42 minutes and you take me to a Chili's. There was a Chili's next to my house.
On your front lawn.
Let's just go to that one. Don't wait 2 years and stick with the name you start. You came up with that as a placeholder in 4 minutes because you needed something. Ben's in Alexandria on the fan. What's up, Ben?
What up, Dan and G?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I think the Guardians is it's plural. That's good.
Yes,
that's something.
It's a name, so that's good.
I would embrace you if it were socially acceptable right now. Yes,
give him a hug.
Yes.
How funny is the reaction from people? They're just like, oh, they came up with a name. Cool.
It's a noun with an S on the end. Huzzah!
That's so funny. Ben's take. It's plural and it's an actual name.
Yes.
Good for them. Let's go to Anthony in Dulles on the fan. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've always tried to get connected, but I never got a chance. Hey, listen, Mason was so on point. I'm just so sorry that he didn't tell us what he thought would be the name. Rivera needs to sign him up. Number two, you know how the Washington football team is. They love the spotlight. They love the drama. They're the drama queens of the whole offseason. So like Danny and like you guys say, pick a name, man. The rain, the force, something. Just get it over with, because they're losing people, man, from doing this, guys. Thanks so much.
So he thinks maybe they're enjoying the attention dollars a little bit.
Whereas by dragging it out?
They're dragging it out. Now, there is something to be said for they're now the only show in town. Whereas everyone said, oh, the Indians are changing their name. The Kraken that were going to come out with their name. By waiting, the Kraken came out and did their video. The Indians have done theirs. So now they're the only show in town. They're the center stage. All the attention is on them. Maybe there's some PR strategist somewhere who told them that this is the play.
Honestly, maybe.
I mean, the last person on the stage and you'll get your own standing ovation.
Yeah, they got engaged and like four other couples got engaged after them and are all getting married before the original engagement. You know what I mean? Like that's what's happening right now.
The Indians met the girl that they just got married to while we were already engaged and we're going to their wedding.
They went to Vegas and hired Tom Hanks.
And you think she's not going to mention that, by the way, at the wedding?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, remember when we were engaged and Frankie met Josie? We were already engaged and we're still engaged. Like, yep, that's true.
Sure do. Surely do.
Meredith in Centerville, what's up?
Hi, I'm originally from Cleveland and still a now Guardians fan. In general, I like the name, and it seems based on social media and my family's very active chat that people are okay with it. But we do not like the logo. They just tried too hard. I wish they had taken a little more time on that. But I was shocked we got the name so fast, given what's going on here.
Isn't that nuts? I mean, the bottom line is this, though, Meredith. You don't let me put words in your mouth. You tell me if I'm wrong about this. If Jose Ramirez hits a couple walk-off home runs the next couple of games, as the Guardians, you know, on opening day and beyond, like, if you hated the name, would that change your experience at all?
Not at all.
That's kind of all I care about. And to like her point, yes. I think a lot of people are bashing the logo. That's what I like about it, because it looks exactly like what the Indians have, in like the script, you know, the last letter kind of coming underneath the underline. It almost looks identical. But here's what actually matters. Shane Bieber punch out 13 today.
That's right.
You know, is Bradley Zimmer going to hit or is he not going to hit? Is Franmil Reyes going deep tonight?
Does he still have unreal pop? Are we good there?
Has he got 70 power or not? 800-636-1067 is the number. We will get to you. The Guardians are the new name of the Cleveland Indians. A couple funny tweets, by the way. Someone says, what if Washington was going with Guardians? That would be hysterical.
Can you imagine? Somebody,
the whole thing was the
Mr.
Indians,
Wright, I have something you need to see.
The Indians beat them to it. Because like they heard that it was going to be the D.C. Guardians.
And they hurried.
And they're like, Jason? And now they have to change the name. Another thing that's funny is this one here. I bet the WFT is holding the name until they need to announce it for PR reasons. I think something might happen and they will use the new name. That ship has sailed, my friend.
Yeah.
There have been a couple of times they could have used the announcement of the name for PR reasons that have come and gone over
you
the
know,
last calendar year.
There was some negative stuff out there. You may have heard.
So if they were waiting to use the new name for PR reasons.
No, let's keep waiting.
I think we probably would have heard it already. They've been dealing with a thing or two over the last calendar year. Albert Breer at 3 will take more of these calls in a bit. Next, curmudgeon or correct? I was mad about something at home last night. I was mad out loud. I was frothing at the mouth. Was I being a curmudgeon or was I being correct? Grant and Danny on the Fan. There is no show in D.C. longer than this one, 4.5 hours. We'll be welcoming in our Richmond audience as well for the next 3, starting at 3 o'clock. I'd also say there is no show in D.C. with 2 more handsome hosts, but that would probably be just my opinion and my mom's opinion.
It's a little self-serving, potentially, but listen. We talk about it in that way. I think it's fine.
I'm okay with that.
It's fine.
Phones are loaded. People want to talk about the Cleveland Guardians. We'd talk about the new Washington team name, but there isn't one still.
Which name?
I got faith. I told you we're going to do this right. We're going to get this right. I'm going to be happy in the end. But it's a long way to happiness.
I think my ship has sailed on happiness, honestly.
I don't think it has.
It has. Again, because here's the point. I think J.P. Finley said
this
best.
All you want is a name. The day they come out with a name, you're going to be happy.
I'll go, great. Next thing. Linebacker. Safety. Cornerback. Do they have a quarterback yet? The answer is no. So I want to do that. J.P. was great on this morning. I was listening on my drive back from the OBX. He said the point that I've been making, the most salient thing. No one's going to like it, so you have to hurry up and do it. No one's going to be
that's
happy.
That's what we've been saying on the show
And that's
show
what we've been
months.
Saying. No one's going to like it, so just hurry up and do it. So the longer you go, the ta-da has to be. There's no great ta-da behind the damn curtain. There's nothing you can, there's no magic word. There's no made-up concept or no super awesome animal that nobody's thought of yet or something that has an R in it, is also kind of burgundy, native to the region, means something to people, will make people feel like they did 1987. It ain't happening. Noun with an S on the end. Pick the damn thing.
Yeah, there is such a thing, I think, even though it's so important, right? We've talked about how this is maybe more significant than the stadium, some would say, or more significant certainly than who they draft in the first round or who their head coach is, because this is forever. I mean, when a coach comes or goes, when a team GM, president, whoever comes or goes, we're all here. We stay in D.C. We root for our team. That name is not going anywhere. Got to get this right. You can still overthink it. You can still make it a bigger deal than it is. You just pick a name.
Yep.
All these names were weird at some point. The first time someone heard Detroit Lions, they thought, are there Lions in Detroit?
I've never seen one. I've been here a long time.
There's a lot of names that are weird. The Cleveland Browns. Sit there and just think about it for 5 minutes. That's a weird name.
It's named after an owner. Named after a dude, right?
Paul Brown, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's named after some guy named with last name Brown.
Cool.
The Smiths. Like, that's a team name? The Johnsons. We're not playing against them.
I need to know if I'm a curmudgeon or if I'm correct.
All right, here we go.
Last night, I'm sitting at my house, and I am first team all July 4th, July 3rd, July 5th, around then. You light your fireworks. You do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's 9:45 at night. I got a sleeping two-year-old. I got a sleeping six-month-old. And I hear seven bangs. And my first thought was,
fastball's coming.
Someone's shooting a gun outside my house. Why? I mean, bang, 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 bang. And I was, you know, I had the
Nats. That's not fun,
the Nats Park scare with my wife. Yeah. I was in Denver walking to and from past the hotel where they found the dude with all the guns. Like, I'm on high alert already, okay? Maybe too much so, but I'm on high alert. So I walk out. I open my door. I step outside of my porch. And what the hell is that? I come back in. I lock the doors. I'm like, I don't know what that was. A couple minutes go by. I hear it again. And I go, okay, so this is fireworks. That's what this is.
Okay.
July 22nd. Until about 10:30 in my little community, whether it was one of the houses or right across the street where there's some restaurants, I have no idea. Someone's lighting off big, legitimate fireworks last night from like 9:40
Not okay.
To 10:15
Not okay.
I start texting my neighbors. My one neighbor's like, he lived in Italy at one point. He's military. He's like, oh, and in Italy, they do it all the time. They used to do fireworks every day. I'm used to it. Okay. My other neighbor's like, yeah, I just watched them while I was out there putting the trash out. He's like, they were pretty good, actually. And I love this dude. He's a great guy. But he's like, might as well have taken out a chair and just enjoyed the fireworks. Meanwhile, I got a two-year-old who's awake, who, by the way, wouldn't go back to sleep for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Who every time she heard it would come out and go, Daddy, what that noise, Daddy? What that noise? And I wanted to say, I have no idea if it's a gun or fireworks, sweetie. But I didn't. I said, oh, someone's doing what we did on the 4th of July. Because they're a jackass.
Because they're a selfish jackass.
But Daddy, is it the 4th of July? No, they're just the worst. So anyway, the question is...
Correct.
I have a friend. I have a friend who on the 4th of July was mad. Had a Facebook post like, if you do this on the 4th of July, you're inconsiderate. No, if you do that on the 4th of July, you're celebrating a holiday.
Yeah, it's everybody's pulling the rope in the same direction there.
So you're saying correct, not a curmudgeon.
100%. 100%. It's basically anybody with young kids is going, yep, totally. Like 23-year-old Miller Lite guys like Ryan are going, who cares? It's fun. You're going, oh my God, my toddler's not asleep. The end of the world. The apocalypse is here.
But I don't even
here.
Want it to there be about me horsemen. Or my kid. It's so much big, like... It's the 22nd of July. It's 10 p.m. It's a Thursday night. Time and place.
Yeah, we have a day designated for the fireworks. We're all in. Let's all get together and wave the flags
like,
and do
well,
the
maybe
thing.
Maybe they had leftovers that they found. Use them next year.
Or throw them away.
Or I would even, on a Saturday, maybe not as big a deal, the middle of a week at 10 p.m., it just seems like an outrageous time to do that.
It's a jackass move. It is. Tell him I said so.
All right, good. So I'm one for one on not being a curmudgeon then.
You're 100% right.
Albert Breer on the latest out of the NFL. We'll ask him. What does he think about the Cleveland Indians' new name? He's an Ohio guy. We're Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.